Good morning. It is Friday. We made it 11 minutes after 7, and it's time for some extremely local news, courtesy of Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey on the line, and we'll start off talking about that South Shore feeding program, and this is a reboot, isn't it, Seamus?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. This is a program. It was initially called Feeding South Shore, and that it had taken care of hundreds of kids in the South Shore area. At the start of the pandemic and into the summer, they were providing bags of groceries and food throughout the neighborhood. They've gotten enough money and donations that they're able to bring it back starting today, actually, and running through the end of December. And they're going to expand it through more than just South Shore, a much bigger chunk of the South Side. They're going to get to 3,000 families, 50 families at six different schools. They're all listed on our website. But it's a interesting story because the folks really that are helping to drive this are the new grocery store in South Shore called Local Market. And this was a local company had finally come in and moved back into the last remaining closed Dominick's. A lot of the Dominick's is when they closed about 6 years ago. They quickly got snatched up by Mariano's or other grocery stores. The one in South Shore just languished for 6 years, really creating a food desert down there. So the folks from Local Market came in this year and reopened it, and it's really been a big hit. And they're really sort of the backbone of this program. Their employees volunteer to pack the bags and distribute them. The managers are involved with a lot of the processes. So they said you guys had to wait for 6 years for the store to come, and we really want to be a part of the community. So Local Market, it's the one at 7131 South Jeffrey, is helping with the volunteers for the now it's called the Feeding Chicago Families, and it's trying to do some good during the pandemic for 3,000 families.
We need it for sure. And up north, they dug up a time capsule. This is fascinating. Tell us about this.
This is fascinating. This is one of those ones that sort of makes me feel old, though. ComEd celebrated its 100th anniversary in 1987, and they had a big ceremony. There was a marching band and helicopters landing, this was to mark their 100th anniversary, and they buried this time capsule at their headquarters in Avondale at 3500 North California, thinking it would be, there for forever and ever. Since then, they've since torn down that building and built a new headquarters on the site, and they came across the time capsule this year and cracked it open. It's only been 33 years, there were some things in there. They had asked people, local leaders, to predict what the future may look like in 50 years or so. And we got a hold of some of the notes. And, I would say some of it is a bit underwhelming for what the predictions were. The founder of an ad agency had said by 2037, we will no longer have bigotry, anti-Semitism, or discrimination of any kind in our country.
Oh, right.
So we're still working on that one.
Yeah.
The local priest had said he expects the Catholic Church will have married priests and allow women as priests. We're still working on that one. So there was a little bit, some of them were wildly wrong at this point, but we got a hold of the guy that organized the time capsule thing, and he said, oh my gosh, they found it already. So it was only 33 years, but time capsules are always fun, so it's exciting to kind of see what's in there.
And they dug it up at 3500 North California. For more on what they found, go to blockclubchicago.org, and that's also where you will find information about that new self-guided tour of Mayor Lightfoot's favorite Logan Square landmarks. For the first time, the architectural tour, Open House Chicago, doing that. blockclubchicago.org for the details. Seamus Toomey, appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.